Hey, good morning. It's John Michael Montgomery. How's it going?
Hey, John.
Well, it sure is. Hey, it's Jim, Deb, and Kevin. How you doing, John?
Doing well.
You sound great.
Well, I appreciate that. That you know, I get paid to sound good.
So. Well, hey, we're pumped up. You're coming this Friday night to the Indiana State Fair with the Reverend Rods and Heartland Music Tour. It's going to be exciting to have you back in Indianapolis.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from where I live here in Kentucky. So it's nice to be able to play somewhere that's not too far away from home.
Now, when you travel, do you take the golf clubs with you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if I leave my golf clubs, I turn the bus around and go back and get them. Or I'll be buying another set when I'm out there.
That's right. Yeah, you were here and played the Brickyard one year, too, and I remember you saying that's a pretty tough course.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a gorgeous course for one thing, but it's definitely got some teeth to it. Of course, mm-hmm. I think I played there one time when they were like running the cars and stuff.
You
know, and they were running for posts or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, it's like try to concentrate on hitting a shot. But that's one of the coolest places to play golf. I tell people about that all the time. If you got a chance to play up there, golf up there, you got to be able to, and go see the while they're running the cars.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is one of the coolest places that you can ever play.
Well, we mentioned golf, and when you're not performing, which is probably your first love and your passion, what else do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, I like to perform in golf, too. And then I like to perform in golf. That's about it.
You're well-rounded.
You know, I like... I'm an outdoors guy. You know, anything that involves outdoors. I was, I had some shows up in Rapid City, Deadwood, South Dakota, and then up in Montana. So I took my fly rod with me and went up there and did some trout fishing and stuff. And, you know, just things like that. I mean, and plus we got, you know, stopped by Mount Rushmore. You know, I took my son with me, Walker, and he hadn't had a chance to see Mount Rushmore or fly fish. So, you know, I got two teenagers now. Well, one of my daughter's almost 20 now, so he's, going to be a sophomore in college, and my son's he likes to pick and sing too and everything. So right now I'm trying to just enjoy, some time with my kids before they end up, you know, ain't going to be long. They're going to be out of the house and
gone. That's right. Of course, you grew up with music, and now you mentioned your son likes playing some music. Is there anything besides music that you ever thought you might want to do?
Well, it's one of those things, like, I never really thought that much about it, but I always in the back of my mind, because I've been playing and singing since, you know, my mom and dad were
musicians,
and they played on the weekends, and they drug me and my brother Eddie, who's part of the Montgomery Gentry duo, and all we really did was pick and sing, and I'd work odd jobs through the week, you know, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, one day I'm actually going to have to get a real job. You know, I don't know what it's going to be, but I know it's going to hit me in the face one day, so I'm just, you know, and of course, you know, so I was like, I'm just going to play this music thing as much as I can and play five nights a week and just have as much fun as I can until real life hits me in the face. And, you know, what do you know? I end up getting a darn record deal, you know.
And not only that, but you and your brother. I mean, the odds of both of you making it in the business aren't the greatest. And then look at both of you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, lightning actually struck three times, because when I started playing in Lexington, my brother was my drummer, and he sang and stuff. And then I hired Troy as a side guy.
Wow.
You know, so all three of us was on stage at one time for the first year I was playing at this place called Austin City in Lexington. And so all three of us had our band there. It's called John Michael Montgomery and Young Country. And of course, Troy ended up going on his own. And then Eddie, you know, went out on the road with me after I got my record deal. And then him and Troy got hooked back up and decided to become a duo and got them a record deal. And, you know, I mean, it really is a unique and rare thing, you know, that happened to us. And we you know, the one thing about it, you know, we definitely don't take that for granted.
Well, sure. Mm. You, we're talking with John Michael Montgomery, you've had 15 number one hits, a million albums. Is there somebody that's maybe new in the industry that's caught your eye that you think they're pretty talented?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Chris Stapleton's, you know, I've known about him for a long time. I actually cut one of his songs on an album I did back in 2008 on my own label. I knew then that, you know, he was a talent that was, you know, you know, one day, you know, I just everybody knew it was just a matter of time. But I think he's, you know, kind of a fresh drink of water, you know. I just think it's kind of cool that somebody like him is doing really well. And of course, he's a Kentucky boy, so I'm a little bit partial on that, too, probably.
Yeah.
But,
no more of that.
But, you know, it's funny. I was, you know, I started back in 92, so I remember when Luke Bryan come to town and, and you know, and he was writing songs and writing. I cut a song of his, too, on that album. And I remember, you know, Jamie Johnson came into town and stuff. Yeah, it's funny to see all these guys. They're doing really well now, you know, and I've watched them come in when they were, you know, just, yes. But, yeah, definitely, I think Chris is, he's definitely got the coolest thing going on right now.
So when we see you perform Friday at the State Fairgrounds, what's your favorite song to perform up there on stage?
Shoot, I tell you what, I still like singing them all, but I have to say, you know, Life's a Dance still kind of special to me, obviously being my first year.
Sure. Yeah.
And of course, I really love singing Letters from Home for the veterans out there, mm-hmm. but everybody wants to hear Sold to Grundy County. So, you know, I mean, you could just sit, you watch. It's funny because I got a lot of newer young people that, you know me by the song Sold, but they don't necessarily know me by the other hits that I had. So, sure. You know, I'm singing all these other hits, and they're looking at me like, oh, he's the guy that sang that song, you know. But they're waiting on me to sing Sold. That's it, you know.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
And it really is. It's a fun song. I love singing that song. And, of course, the crowd, you know, they sing it as loud as I do.
Yeah, well, John, thank you for taking time and joining us. We're going to see you Friday night, Revan Rods and the Heartland Music Tour at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, and you'll be the one with your golf clubs.
I carry them around on my back the whole time just in case I might get lucky and get a tee time.
I love that. And tickets are, by the way, available at WFMS.com.
That's right. Yeah. We'll see you Friday, John.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Take care.
You too. Take care.